This week's parasha, Parashat Bamidbar, starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu appointing different nasiim for every one of the shvatim. Each shevet had its own nasi, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead together with the help of nasiim and counted Gan's Klal Yisrael, counted every shevet by itself, and then each shevet was appointed a different place to be around the Mishkan. Each one had their own flag, each one had their own place and makom to be. And the pasuk says that when they count the Klal Yisrael, it says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Zayin, V'halavim lamatei avoysam lo yospaktu b'soicham, the Levim were not counted together with Klal Yisrael. And the next Pasuk Mem Tes, two psukim later, repeats the same thing again. Es matei Levi lo yisifkoid, don't count Levi together with Klal Yisrael. Ves roishan lo yisiso b'soicham neisrael, don't count their heads together with Klal Yisrael. And in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lav Gimel again, it says, they did not count. They didn't count the Levim together with Gan's Klal Yisrael. And Reb Chaim Shulevitz was bothered. What's the reason it has to be repeated so many times that the Levim were not counted together with Klal Yisrael? We see they weren't counted with Klal Yisrael. We see they had their own counting. Why does the Pasuk have to emphasize again and again, V'alevim lo yaspaktu b'serich b'nei Yisrael? So Reb Chaim Shulevitz quotes the Rashi that says, why taka weren't the Levim counted together with Klal Yisrael? One pshat in Rashi is kedai ligyon shemelech to be counted by itself, but the second pshat in Rashi is that since Gan's Klal Yisrael were slated to die in the midbar, anyone above 20 was going to die in the midbar, and the Levim who did not do the chait of the egel and they didn't participate in the chait of the meraglim, they weren't supposed to die. So if they would be counted together with Klal Yisrael, they would die together with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they have to be counted separately in order they should not die together with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar and go into that Gzeira with Klal Yisrael. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz says, it's a very big point we see from here, that even though the Levim did not do any Aveira, they didn't do any Echait, but if they would be counted together with Klal Yisrael, then they would get the same Onus as Klal Yisrael. And you see from here, Reb Chaim Shulevitz, the power of a community, the power of a Tzibur. The power of a Tzibur is that wherever the tzibur goes, that's where you go. And Zechariah Chaim Shulevitz, if that's the case when it comes to Einish, Kal v'chomer when it comes to Schar and to the good things, if we are part of a tzibur, we are part of a community, then we get all the perks that go together with the schusim of being part of a community. And therefore he says, that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, the Olam Lishtef Inish Davshe Hadi Tziburi. A person always should daven together with a tzibur. This means daven for the tzibur. Therefore, all our Lashonis in Shemin Esrei, Rifeinu Hashem, heal us. Chaneinu Mi'itcha, give us Bina Vadas. Together with Klal Yisrael. We want to be together with Klal Yisrael. The power of the tzibur is a much stronger power. And when it comes to full Matan Torah, we know the Pasuk says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Rashi says, Ke'ishecha B'lev Echad. One of the reasons and how we were zeichet to the Torah, to Kabbalah's Torah, is by being one nation, ki ish echad, b'lev echad. And Rav Shushan Pinkus adds an extra flavor into what the power of a tzibur is. And like he explains, every tzibur had its own degel, had its own tafkid, and together as one, we were zeichet to Ashras Hashchina. But everyone had their own tafkid, everyone had their own degel, their own flag. And he explains that that's really why there's such a powerful Kayach of a Kayach HaTzibah, Tefillah B'Tzibah. He brings down from one of the Talmidei of Agra that the Agra says, that one of the Talmidei of Agra said, that when you come to Davin, everyone comes with their own color, their own flavor when it comes to Davin. This person's coming from the power of his Ashiris, the Akaras HaTayv, of being so rich. And this person comes with his Zabrach and the hearts of being poor. This one comes with a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. This one comes because someone's sick in the family. And everyone's davening from their own place. And it all comes together. All the tefillahs come together as one and go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that shleimus, with that complete tefillah from every angle, that is what makes our tefillahs be miskabel. Like the Gemara says in Krisis, he brings down, Kol tainis she'im ba mipoyshe Yisrael ain't a tainis. Any tainis that we don't include the people who do Averis is not a tainis. Because the beauty of Klal Yisrael is everyone is included, everyone together. And with the Kayach of the Tzibur, that's how we are Zeichet to Gevaldik of things, to Ashras, to Ashkina, to Kabbalah, to Torah. It comes from the Kayach HaTzibur. So again, we see from here in both ways. The Kayach HaTzibur, Chas V'Shalom, can bring someone down. The Levim, who didn't do any Chait, they would have died in the Midbar if they would be counted together with the Tzibur. And on the other hand, if we are camped together with Tzibur, we get all the schusim and all the schar, all the Kabbalahs HaTfilah, and the Kabbalahs HaTorah and Shvaras HaShchina together with the Klal. And when this is a big chizik, to daven with a Tzibur, to be part of a Tzibur, and we should all be zeicha through being part of a Tzibur to the ultimate Ashvaras HaShchina, be as Melech HaMashiach, Meir Meinu, Amen.